A Christmas Cow by Walter Wink. Christmas Day had always been a problem. We tried taking turns reading Dickens's A Christmas Carol, but you can guess how that went. We tried singing our way through a Christmas songbook, but it had escaped my notice till then how many really bad singers our family had. Then, inspiration. I remembered receiving a catalog from the Heifer Project that described the various gifts available. So much for a heifer, so much for goats, sheep, chickens, and so forth. I raced to the art store and purchased a large sheet of poster board. Cardboard would have been better, as things turned out. On the poster board, I drew a heifer as best I could, freehand, and then proceeded to draw the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle on the poster board. When I cut the pieces out, I put 4 or 5 pieces in plastic lunch bags for each person there. Everything was now in readiness. On Christmas morning, the family joined in a circle, somewhat mystified. With as much Dickensian aplomb as I could muster, I passed out the bags of jigsaw pieces. With no picture, just a white sheet on a poster board, the family started slowly. To help them a bit, I had used as my bovine model a Holstein. In time, however, the tempo increased, and the job was finished in a frenzy. Then we all sat back, and I began to tell them the story of the heifer, and how the one we had purchased was soon to be traveling to a country far away, not to be slaughtered for food, but to give milk, and not just for one family, but to help feed an entire village. You can contact Heifer Project International at heifer.org for their gift catalog. Discussion questions. 1. Why or why not are you willing to donate to help others through Heifer or our denominational hunger program? 2. Why would it be important to have you and your children donate? What would your children learn from you about the world community? 3. Do you agree with give a person a fish and they eat for a day, teach a person to fish and they eat for a lifetime? Why or why not? 4. What does live simply that others may simply live mean to you?